Heaven didn't call. So with God portraits hanging like Dorian Gray in the attic of discontent, we immortalized dinosaurs with wet wipes and clogged drains all the way down to the beach and collapsing cliff face, where syringe sculptures ascended like antennae over the white cliffs, and flags the color of old television sets flapped weakly in the breeze, gusting inland from the east, pushing boats toward rocks and rocks toward smoothing streams, lapping over them until, like sand, they shifted with the current, dancing electric in skylight clouds, framed with overtures to opposing sex teams in gender uniforms, tagged with sponsors indicating obligations, birthrights, and mating displays, ripe for harvesting in sustainable fields, edged with late flowering stumps of old fruit trees grown from windfall that could become anything free from human intervention, until the stolen handcuffs held us in thrall to each other's swell wrists. We were free to listen to the announcements, principal's office speaking quietly over the shared communication system, feeding us with geography and physics that we could later mold into mistrust and admonitions against tides we felt were pushing us too close to shore and beaching ourselves, attempting to escape the sonic horror our colony was wiped as barrier reef skeletons barren as fossil snowflakes, though, like other contemporary archaeology, quite a find for the tourist trade, even if scuba divers squabbled over the starfish, crushing coral into seafood jelly that koi carp in the garden would nibble on, while bullfrogs pounced upon them, seasonally aroused. I watched the shadow frame move in the window, our arguments sinisterly recorded, transcribed in the instant crime of passion. Thought itself occurred as all things eventually must pass from screech to fart. Nibbling like dead skin, swallowing fish that tickle until the tear falling joins them and breath becomes us. Nurturing aviary wingships in dystopian conversations with altered world decapitations you saw with your own eyes and mine, closed around the thought. Embracing and smothering the same till the shuffling cards were all that was left. Till the kind would not hold, till words swept angry teeth from tongues and sense made commodity from callous longing. And all that was left of us took its place upon the pedestal of a pin and stood beside a sign pointing to heaven.